Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Tonight, we celebrate Halloween! Yeah! I love Halloween! It's the one day of the year where I don't get any judgmental looks for the burial plots in my front yard! Then America, did you know that people around the world hate the way your chocolate tastes? They hate a lot of other things about you too, but tonight, we'll focus on chocolate. And I go to a legal brothel to hear how sex workers are doing 1 year after the controversial Sesta Foster Act. It's not what I paid for, but they did get very chatty.
How did you all get into the business?
I was just f***ing a lot of people for free already, and my friend was like, you can get paid for it. And I was like, that's a better idea.
That's similar to my story. I was f***ing a lot of people for free, and they said to me, you should pay for that.
But first, it's almost Halloween. No, that wasn't part of the show. I had sex with a nun once, and that just happens from time to time. As you know, I'm a parent, so there's lots of things about Halloween that worry me. What if my son gets tainted candy? What if he eats too much junk? And what if he never truly knows the wrath of Christ? Well, now there's a solution, thanks to Creation Museum founder Kenneth Ham.
His book, along with fake million-dollar bills, are all being sold at the Creation Museum. Founder Ken Ham wants families to pass them out to trick-or-treaters this year. The million-dollar question on the back of this bill asks, have you ever lied or used God's name in vain? If so, the penalty for your crimes against God is death and eternal hell.
How's that gonna go over? Hey, son, how was trick-or-treating? Oh, fine, Dad. I got some Snickers, some Gobstoppers, and I'm going to burn in hell for eternity. Also, I got some candy corns. Gross! The fake million-dollar bills also warn against lust and adultery. Also, very good advice for kids. Remember when you were in second grade and your best friend had that hot wife? And you lusted after her? Well, this million-dollar bill lets you know that that was wrong. And speaking things that involve both Halloween and millions of dollars, man, I'm getting good at these monologue transitions, aren't I? This Halloween, Americans will spend $490 million on costumes for their pets. The biggest issue with animal costumes is the same problem we run into with human costumes. You got the cat dressed up as slutty humans. One of them's always a little bit too big for the outfit. Which you're supposed to say is brave, but secretly you think she should have chosen a more sensible costume. Then there's that pack of German shepherds dressed as SS officers. They say they're doing it ironically, but are they? Are they? And then there's always that one white tiger in blackface. Yeah, don't do it, mate! The Black Panthers are upset. In other news, the 500-year-old skeletons of a woman and a child were discovered at the Tower of London. No one quite knows how they died, but according to legend, 500 years ago in the streets of London, an Englishman finally got some peace and quiet. If for some reason you get sick of candy this week, you can get your Halloween junk food fix elsewhere, like Burger King, which is celebrating the holiday with what they're calling a Ghost Whopper. What makes it ghostly? Is it made from cows who are mysteriously murdered? Is it a whopper that f***s you and never texts you back? Nah. It's just got a white bun. That's not scary. I've got white buns too. They never frighten anyone. It's the blood oozing out between them that scares everyone. Starbucks is also getting into the Halloween spirit with a specialty phantom frappuccino. But you can't get it in the US. Starbucks is selling the drink in Europe, Africa and the Middle East because we all know people in the Middle East, they love to celebrate Halloween. Hey? Just look at this Middle Eastern woman dressed underneath there. She's a sexy nurse, right? And this one's dressed as a hot Wonder Woman. And this one's naked, oh woo-woo. And finally, we've all heard the urban legends about crazy people putting razor blades in Halloween candy. But now there's a new horror story going around.
Cannabis candies started cropping up when states started legalizing. And it makes sense. Unwrapped THC candies often look like regular sweets.
I think we're missing the real story here. People are giving away weed on Halloween! No! But it's not fair! I'm too old to trick or treat. Or am I? This year I'm going as three children stacked on top of each other in a trench coat. Which means I need three times as many weed gummies, one for each child that I am. Let's be honest, parents. You wish someone would give your kids some weed candy. That's every parent's secret fantasy. Your kids are all out all night trick-or-treating, getting hopped up on sugar, and just when they've reached peak hyperactivity, the edible kicks in and they're out for the night. Very clearly, I'm joking. We should not give your kids weed. Don't give kids weed or anyone else's kids. That's bad. It's illegal. Don't do it. But if they were to accidentally, like nibble a little bit, I don't see a downside. We'll be right back. Welcome back. As fun as Halloween is, sometimes the parties are a shit show. Someone wears an inappropriate costume. Everyone drinks too much. The woman I go home with wakes up to see that my muscles were part of my costume. One year, I left a party with someone that I thought was a sexy cat. It turned out just to be a regular cat. I went down on her. She said she didn't enjoy it. My tongue was too smooth. Although she did say my dick was quite pleasurable. Anyway, we're still dating. We divorced a year ago and now she has a house. Very clearly, I've gone off script a bit. I was meant to end with the smooth tongue thing. The point is, Halloween can be pretty disappointing if not for the candy. Well, bad news, America, because your candy sucks, particularly the chocolate. In the UK, it isn't chocolate unless it contains at least 25% cocoa solids. In the US, that amount can only be 10%. 10%! That's not nearly enough to pass off as chocolate. What if you found out you were 10% chocolate? That wouldn't give you the right to walk into a chocolate club and start high-fiving everyone and saying things like, hello, my fellow chocolates, what's up, my nougat? That wouldn't be okay. They'd be like, get the f*** out of here, Milky Way, go! And what Americans think is British chocolate actually isn't. Some companies that license UK brand tweak the original recipes to sell it in the US. And often the American versions are, as the Brits say, no bueno.
We describe its flavour as vomitous because it contains an emulsifier and stabiliser called butyric acid, which naturally occurs in and gives its peculiar smell to vomit, body odour and bad feet.
Vomit, body odour and bad feet. No wonder the Brits don't like our chocolate. It reminds them of the French. Because French people are disgusting and should be ashamed of themselves. So, America, your chocolate is shit. But honestly, all your candy is shit. Most of the sugar is in the form of high fructose corn syrup, which is cheaper and sweeter than regular sugar and contributes to all kinds of health problems. Don't take my word for it. Here's a guy in a lab coat who's a doctor, maybe.
High fructose corn syrup increases your appetite and it promotes obesity more than regular sugar.
So what do we do? Knowing what's in our kids' loot bags, we can't let them eat it, can we? Yes, we can.
Because there's absolutely no way we can stop it from happening. Do we really expect our six-year-old to understand everything in moderation? No! They're six! And they're stupid, and it's Halloween, and their stomachs will hurt, and you will find Skittles in the crevices of your couch long beyond Christmas. But it's one night out of the year, so fuck it. Let them enjoy it. If anything, we should at least make sure our kids are eating the good stuff. So here's my idea. I'm going to start my own black market European chocolate importing company. I'll smuggle the real chocolate back into America the same way the drug mules do it, by shoving it up my ass. It's a perfect crime. If a TSA officer ever suspects me, all they see in the X-ray is a perfectly rectangular turd. Nothing out of the ordinary here, officer. And yes, of course, I'll have to unwrap the chocolate before I cram it up there. I'm not a fucking idiot. But I'm telling you, after a quick rinse, you won't even care, because British chocolate is really that good.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.